Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Just hopping on really quick to talk to you a little bit about something that's been in the news for the past couple of weeks. I should already have talked about it, but sometimes I don't feel like coming on here. I don't feel like trying to do my hair and makeup and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes I just make a list of the topics I want to talk about. But anyway, I'm Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you have no idea who I am. And I am here on this beautiful Tuesday evening at almost 11 o'clock p.m. to talk to you a little bit about Dante Bo and his new song, Wind Me Up. It's not all that new now. Like I said, it's been out for a couple of weeks. But unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably heard about it or seen it or maybe even seen the video. And so just a little backstory, just in case you're clueless. If you don't know who Dante Bo is, Dante Bo was formerly, I think he was a solo artist before, but then I think he became a part of Maverick City. Because, you know, Maverick City was just really just compiled of lots of different worship leaders and singers from different walks of life. So it wasn't like really like a group per se until they all kind of came together and started doing this music together and they really blew up. And so they were on the Grammys, I believe. I think they actually won a Grammy or two. And they're worship leaders. You may know them for Jaira. You might know them for I'm Gonna Wait on You is a song that I know Dante for. And so he was one of the lead singers in the group, Dante Bo. And so several months ago, the group disconnected from him. They did like a public, like a statement through their publicist and said that they were gonna take a break, separate for a period of time. And most people say it's because there had been a video with Dante with in the back of a limo dancing to a song by a guy, I think he's called Bad Bunny. And you know, I don't really listen to a lot of secular music, so I really don't know, but I'm pretty sure the name is Bad Bunny. It's something with a bunny for sure. But anyway, because it's an R&B secular song, and then he also had the incident, which I think outside of the music award, someone said, you know, who are you most looking forward to seeing perform tonight? And he said, of all people, Lil Nas X, right? And Lil Nas X, as you know, had a video where he went down to hell and gave a lap dance to Satan. And so, you know, he's just done some really, really perverse things in his songs and videos. And so you would be shocked and surprised that someone who was a leading worship, a leader in worship for Christendom would be most looking forward to his performance. But that's neither here nor there. He caught a lot of flack and backlash for that. Then the thing with the Bad Bunny. And so finally, Maverick City said, hey, we're separating. We're going to separate. And so there was a lot of talk and conversation about that. And then lately, there's been a buzz about Dante and the release of his new album. So I guess there was a question, is he going to do R&B? Is he going to do gospel? Is he going to do Christian music? What is he going to be up to this time? Well, wait no longer, guys. The album, I think this is the first single that dropped off the album called Wind Me Up. And, you know, just from the title itself, doesn't sound like he's opted to go the gospel Christian music route. But I did read a statement that he made where he said that he felt led to do this this album, and that the album was a compilation of some R&B, some Christian worship. It's just a mixture. And that, you know, he felt like God called him to do that. And so, you know, I kept seeing people talking about it, and I don't really like to add commentary or talk about something that I don't know anything about. I try very hard to not have an opinion about things until I know what I'm talking about. And so I said, I really don't listen to a whole lot of R&B anymore, just because I feel like back in the day when we used to listen to R&B, and it's probably not true, everybody says this to try to make their stuff sound better, right? But I feel like back in the day, when we used to listen to R&B and we used to have, you know, love songs and dance songs, I just don't think that they were as provocative as they are now. Now, I do remember back in the day when New Jack City came out. What was that, like the early, what was New Jack? When did New Jack City come out? That movie with Wesley Snipes and Nino Brown and the drugs and, you know, all of that stuff. Let's see, New Jack City. If somebody knows, you can put it in the comments. I don't remember exactly when it was. Oh, 1991. So that was my junior year in high school, 1991. And I remember that movie came out, and then they had that song, I Want to Sex You Up. I remember that song. But I was a junior in high school, but I remember when we were going to listen to that song, like me and my friends, I would try to make sure that my parents weren't around, because I know it seemed laughable today, but I was then like kind of, you know, like, I want to sex you up. I don't know if my mom don't want me to be listening to this. So I would listen to it. I listened to it though, but I didn't listen to it around my family. And so I just feel like back in the day, you know, we had that. Then we had R. Kelly come out with the 12 play. And, you know, he was always singing about something that was super, super sexy. And so, but I still, there were still people that I listened to back in the day, like Gerald LaVert, Stephanie Mills, just different people. The what's the group called that sings I Like Guy? They sang, although I think they too had one song on their album. I remember Aaron Hall had like a kind of sexy song on their album too. So I guess we're not as innocent as we'd like to say. And you know, of course, for the older generation, Marvin Gaye and some of those people sung some sexy songs too. So I think this whole influence of music has been around for a long time, but as the world has gotten darker, as things have gotten darker, as Satan has kind of ramped up his program, you're beginning to see more and more just obvious examples of the occult and occultism in music and things that people do. People just come out and say, hey, this is my altar, and I'm going to post it on my Instagram. Hey, look at my altar. This is where I go and worship demonic entities. Cheese. That's the kind of world we live in now. And so it's just kind of crazy. But with Dante, so I said, okay, I don't listen to a lot of R&B music for obvious reasons. There are frequencies attached to music. It stays in your head. As you know, you can hear a song like, and you keep hearing it over and over and over, even though you don't plan to, right? Like the Baby Shark song. A lot of parents were saying, like, I can't get this song out of my head. Their kids were the ones listening to it. But even when they go to work and sit at their desk, they find themselves singing a Baby Shark song. And so that's what happens. That's the power of music. So I said, but I want to talk to my people about this. And I want to know what is winding me up about anyway? Who is he? Is he talking about God? What is he talking about this winding me up? So I said, let me go watch the video. So I saw the behind-the-scenes video first and him talking about, you know, they're going to be on a yacht and all this stuff. Then I saw him praying. And so he had the group praying before the video, and they're like, you know, God bless the people, bless us, you know, keep us safe, bless, you know, the dancers and all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe people are wrong. Let me check it out. So I get the video, put the video on YouTube, I'm watching it. And so in the beginning, you know, it seemed kind of innocent. He's, you know, driving his car. Everything seems okay. Although this song is not, again, the weird part about this is that he was singing gospel. He was singing worship, right? And so to hear him now make this departure just seemed a little ironic, seemed strange. Like you're going to leave worshiping God and leave, like, leading us into a place of worship to kind of take us back into shaking our booties and, like, you know, feeling good and just kicking back. So anyway, he had that scene. So then the end of the video, there's a group, you know, there's a group of women, which in the I guess they had like the tryouts for the dancers or whatever. And I saw how they were dancing. Of course, they were twerking and tweaking and shaking it and turning around. I'm like, okay, Dante, now this is going to be a hard straight. This is a hard sell for you to say that this has anything to do with God. And you're saying that God inspires you to make this music. So wait a minute. Now, hold up. It's just two kingdoms. So anyway, I watched the video, and then toward the end of the video, when they went out by the fire, then that's where you actually saw the girls, like, really, they spotlighted the dancers. And as they were spotlighting the dancers, you know, when it's their time, it's their moment on camera, it's their time to shine. I mean, these girls were they were winding it up, twerking it down, shaking it down, all of it. And they had on little clothes. I mean, they had on like little tank tops, little, you know, the bra-like workout looking tops, tummy showing, butt showing, you know, all of that. And so for me, it was like, no. And obviously, it's R&B. He said, you know, this is an R&B song. He says that God told him to make this album of mixture. Now, I can't say what God told him, if he think God said that. But what we can do, which is what I want to talk to you about, is we can always, when we hear a voice, when we see a vision, when we have a dream, the way that we test that, we get a prophetic word. The way we test that is we take it back to scripture. And we say, does this align with scripture? We learn the character of God, the character of who God is through scripture. And so God said that He's a jealous God, right? He said they shall have no other gods before him. The Bible also says, how can two walk together unless they agree? It also says that light has nothing in common with darkness. And so all of those scriptures tell me that if, when he says God inspired him to make an album of mixture, an album of R&B songs mixed with gospel songs or worship songs, that's not God. That's almost like God saying, well, me and Satan gonna do a collaboration. You're gonna make a few, they make some songs for me, some songs from him. Me and Satan gonna collaborate. We know that's ridiculous, right? There's no such thing. Satan was kicked out of heaven because he wanted to run a parallel government with God. And God says he doesn't share his glory with anybody. And so that's my problem with it. So he made a post. Marcus Rogers made a video speaking out against it. He made a post on Instagram basically defending himself and saying, you know, that he felt harassed all the times that Marcus had spoken out against him in Maverick City, and that he just didn't think that this was the right way. And, you know, you can go on Instagram and read it. So in the comments of his Instagram post, though, were all of these leaders and influencers in Christendom who were basically co-signing with Dante and hyping him up and saying, you know, I get it. You don't have to just do Christian music. Do you? You can use your voice to be a blessing to other people and all this kind of stuff. Guys, that's why you have to have the right people around you. You have to make sure that the people that are talking in your ear heard God talking to them, because people can co-sign you and partner with you and hold your hand right into the pit of hell. And that's what a lot of those people were doing. And so when things like this come out, you know, in culture, I always go to the comments to see where different people that I may or may not listen to or may or may not follow land on it. And if they don't land on the side that I believe God lands on, I block them, I unfollow them, and I don't have anything else to do with them. Same thing happened when Prophetess Tiffany Montgomery came out and she gave the warning to people about going to the Beyonce concert. She said, you know, I can't, y'all still out here having a part in this, like, you know, supporting this lady's beehive. I rebuke you if you go to this concert and you call yourself a Christian. And it went viral. And people went crazy. What is she talking about? What beehive? You know, like all this crazy stuff. As if they didn't know that this girl said, that repeated a poem that said she will plug her menses with the pages of the Bible. They pretend they don't know that she said, I'm Oshun Ogun in her song. They pretend they didn't see all of the gold and yellow imagery like this, likened to Oshun, that was in the, I think the Africa, the live, like she did the video album from that. And so for many, many years, it's been pretty obvious what she's on. And so I know even this weekend, the concert, her concert was here in Atlanta. She had to add additional dates. She did 3 days. And so I saw videos on people's IG stories of leaders in Christendom at the concert. And so, guys, the main thing about all of this, I'm not here to tear anybody down. I'm not here to say, you know, anybody's, you know, this, that, whatever. The main point is, people that listen to me, people that follow me, I think the only responsible thing for me to do is to remind you that God sees all and knows all. And that God says that we have to choose a side. Right? We can't. In fact, Jesus said in Revelations that if we're lukewarm, he would spew us out of his mouth. He would rather you be hot or cold. So be all out for the devil, be all out for me, but don't try to do both. Don't be carnal. Don't be a carnal Christian. Don't try to have a little bit of me, a little bit of God, and a little bit of the world. It just doesn't work. And so that's the problem with Dante's album, is mixing R&B with Christian. So you're going to lead people into the throne room, but you're going to also help people have some few songs to twerk to. Guys, it doesn't work. So it doesn't matter, you know, if your pastor's doing it, if your pastor was at the Beyonce concert, if your pastor's telling you it's okay, if your pastor turned around twerking, if your first lady turned around twerking on your pastor in public and they think it's cute, guys, we should always be doing everything in decent and in order. And it's just getting really, really ridiculous. And so I wanted to come out and make this statement because I want you to be aware that it's a lot of this stuff going on, but you need to know God for yourself. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Stop looking to these social media influencers. Stop looking to people, these celebrities, and all these different people. You better know God for yourself in this end time. Because there is so much deception. The Bible even says there will be a strong delusion, and it's here, guys. People are calling good evil. They're calling evil good. People are saying things are light that are darkness and saying darkness light. They're legalizing things that God clearly said were no, an abomination. And so we just all out here, not me, but we're just out here wilding in the streets. And so you want to be really, really careful and make sure that you land on the right side, because ultimately we all will have to stand before God and give an account for our lives. We'll have to give an account for our lives, and we will have to say whether we accepted Jesus Christ, and we will have to, just like with the talents, God will say, what did you do with what I gave you? How many people did you lead to me? How many people did you tell about me? And how many people did you lead down the wrong path because of your behavior? So that's one of the things that really, really sticks out to me, is that I don't ever want to be a person who, because people hear me endorse something or me support something, they start supporting it and they get led down the wrong path. And so I try to always say what I believe that God would say. And I believe that God would say that he's not a God of mixture. I believe that anyone who says that God told him to do a little bit of something for him and a little bit of something for the devil is under a strong delusion. I think they're deceived. And I think that we as believers of Jesus Christ have to embrace being separate. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch the unclean thing. And that's one of the biggest things with Christendom today. We don't want to be different. We don't want to be separated. We don't want to be called out. We don't want to be sanctified. We don't want to be holy. We want to do everything that the world is doing. And it just doesn't work, guys. It doesn't work, right? Jesus said that if we're going to be his disciple, we have to take up our cross and follow him. And part of that cross is being different, being called out, being set apart, being considered weird, people not liking you, you having to say, I can't do that, that's not right, I don't agree with that, and people rejecting you. Jesus said they will reject us, but remember, they rejected him first. And so I just kind of wanted to speak to that. Let me look in the comments and see if there's anything that anybody had any questions or comments they wanted to see. Let's see, good evening. Never knew Jesus needed winding up. Me either. And I did see a couple of people in the comments saying, well, he's not talking about any woman or talking about anything. When he says wind me up, he's talking about Jesus winding him up. Where I'm like, well, okay, I could possibly see that maybe he could possibly say Jesus wind him up. The only problem with that is if the song is about God and the song is about being energized or being empowered by the Holy Spirit, then why is the imagery young, half-naked women twerking? So the imagery doesn't go with this narrative that people have tried to paint of, oh, well, he's saying God wind him up when he gets down, when he's out. It's God who brings him back, God who energizes him. Well, if that's the case, he should have been like lying on the beach, reading his Bible or praying in the Holy Ghost or, doing mission work or something. But to be on a yacht drinking and be out by a bonfire with naked women twerking all around him, that just didn't go with God, the whole narrative about it being about God for me. So let's see. 90s, 91. Yes, never liked that song. Not sure which song, because we talked about several ones, so I'm not sure which one. Glad you dove deeper. Yes, which God? Good question. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Yes. Looking on to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. Amen. And exactly. Someone says winding is a secular term for provocative dance. Yes, we know that. And that's exactly what you see. That's the image. That's what the girls were doing on the video. And to be honest, the video has a nice hook. It has a nice beat. If I was still in the world and I was still going to the club, which I used to, and if I was still dancing and doing all that, this is a song that I would be dancing to. I mean, it's high. It's got like a nice hook, nice beat. But thankfully, God has removed that desire from me. And so I no longer desire to be winding it up and twerking and doing all this kind of stuff. And so, I just think it's problematic. I think it confuses people. I think it sends the wrong message. It further tries to bring people into compromise and carnality and tries to convince people that they can do both. That you can do both. You can be dark and light, which just isn't consistent with scripture. And so that's all I wanted to say. Again, I'm praying for Dante. I'm praying because the enemy comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's always trying to get all of us. You've seen many, many preachers who many, many preachers who used to be at the top of their game, used to be powerful, powerful servants of the Lord who have fallen. Some of them because of public scandal, because some of them because they see a dream or vision and they get some understanding that's not consistent with scripture. And so just a lot that happens a lot. And so you want to be close to God. You want to read your Bible. You want to pray so that you can know the voice of God when he speaks. So if somebody gives you a word, if you see something, if you hear something and it doesn't align with scripture, you can immediately reject it and cast it down. And so I am praying for Dante. I am praying for those of you who thought it was a good idea to, well, I probably shouldn't say that because it's probably not true. But those of you who decided that you should go to that Renaissance concert because there were so many warnings about that. And I know that God is not a man that he should lie, and God also will not be mocked. And so when he takes the time to give you the warnings and he takes the time to send out voices and say, hey, don't do this. This is a mistake. These are going to be portals. Don't do this. This is dangerous. And you still do it and ha-ha joking and, you know, think it's a joke. Eventually you find out the joke's on you. And so may God have mercy on us, and may God give us a heart that really desires him, because at the end of it, that's the bottom line. We don't love God the way we should. A lot of us still love the world, and it's reflected in the choices and the things that we advocate and support. So I don't want to keep rambling on, but share this. If you're watching from YouTube, make sure you subscribe and click the notification bell. If you're watching on Facebook, please like the video and share it with others. And I think that's all I wanted to share with you guys tonight. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you that it's you who always causes us to triumph and, you know, releases your fragrance in the earth through our lives. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for giving us a sound mind. And we thank you that you have clothed us, Jesus, in your righteousness. We thank you that your blood is spilled on the mercy seat on our behalf. And we cry out for that mercy now. Father, we pray that you will raise up voices, that you will raise up courageous and bold voices, voices for righteousness, voices for truth, voices that lead us into this great revival through righteousness and truth and in a love for you. Holy Spirit, continue to sharpen us, continue to challenge us, continue to convict us of our sin, continue to lead us into all truth, and continue to testify of Jesus. Help us to be courageous. Help us to be bold. Help us to stand boldly for you and to say what thus saith the Lord. I pray for everyone who is watching now, those who will watch on the replay. I pray that we will begin to allow you to really search and sift us, that you will hide us in the shadow of your wings, and that you will cover us, because it is crazy out here. So I bless everyone who's watching, and I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I pray that you'll sing songs of deliverance over them tonight as they sleep, and that you'll begin to take them higher in you into deeper depths with you, and that you will lead us from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching. Again, please share this. Click the video, subscribe, like the video, share with other people, and I will see you later. Have a good night. God bless you.